Welcome to E-Bike Trail Guide, your go-to podcast for exploring the best e-bike trails across the country.
We're excited you're here.
Join us as we dive into thrilling rides, hidden gems, and plenty of e-bike tips for your next adventure. And just a quick heads up before we get rolling, always check local trail rules before you ride.
Right.
Make sure Class 1 e-bikes are definitely allowed where you're headed.
Super important reminder. So today, we're taking a deep dive into a really interesting one, the new Wiver Trail State Park in Virginia.
Yeah, this one looks fantastic. And for this dive, we've pulled together info from a few places, right?
We have. We looked at the official Virginia State Parks website, which is always a key resource. There's also a great YouTube video from Adventure Outdoors that gave some good visuals.
Oh, nice. Visuals help.
They really do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lots of real-world feedback from fellow riders on TripAdvisor, TrailLink, and All Trails. You get the ground truth there.
Absolutely. So our mission today for everyone listening is basically to give you a solid overview of the new river trail, really zeroing in on what matters for e-biking.
Exactly. Things like, what's the trail actually like under your tires? What cool stuff will you see? And the practical bits, planning, parking, all that.
We want to cut through the noise, avoid just overwhelming you with data, and hopefully land on those key insights, those sort of aha moments.
Precisely. Let's get into it.
Okay, so the big picture first. The New River Trail, it's a 57-mile linear park. That's a significant length.
It really is. And it follows an old abandoned railroad right-of-way. That's a pretty common model for these rail trails.
And that's often good news for us e-bikers, isn't it?
Mm.
Railroads mean gentle grades, generally speaking.
Spot on. Trains don't like steep hills, so the slope is usually very gradual. It makes it accessible not just for biking, but hiking and horseback riding, too. Suitable for, you know, pretty much all ages and fitness levels.
And it runs alongside the New River itself for a big chunk of it.
Yeah, a very significant chunk. About 39 miles of the trail parallels the river, so you get those great water views.
Nice. And it snakes through several counties.
Mm-hmm. Four counties. Carroll, Grayson, Pulaski, Wythe, plus the city of Galax. It covers quite a bit of ground geographically.
Does weaving through different counties cause any issues, like different rules or anything?
Not that we saw mentioned specifically for the trail itself. It's a Virginia state park, so the rules seem pretty consistent under that umbrella. But it's always smart to just double check the state park site for any specific local nuances, though it seems unlikely here.
Good point. Okay, you mentioned accessibility. There's a place called Foster Falls that seems to pop up a lot in the research, kind of a hub.
Yeah, Foster Falls definitely seems like a central point. It's roughly midway, and it's got a lot going on. Bike rentals, canoe rentals too, boat launches, gift shops, even a horse arena.
So it's like the main visitor center area, maybe?
Pretty much. Seems like a logical place to start or base yourself. They even have the park headquarters there, I believe.
Okay. And while the main trail is gentle, there's something for more adventurous riders too.
Yes. For those wanting a bit more of a challenge, there's the Hoover Mountain biking area within the park. So you have options depending on what kind of ride you're after.
And fishing, naturally, along the river.
Oh, yeah. Fishing's mentioned as being quite popular along the New River section, so it's a multi-activity kind of place.
Right. Huh. Okay, let's talk about the trail surface itself, because 57 miles is a long way if the surface is rough. What did the reviews and sources say? This is crucial for e-bikes.
Absolutely crucial. And this is where things get, well, a little varied. Lots of reviews describe parts of it as mostly flat packed gravel, you know, the kind of surface that's generally really pleasant for an e-bike, easy to medium difficulty.
That sounds pretty good. Ideal, almost.
It does. But then you also see mentions of crushed stone. And for some riders, that term meant something coarser, maybe more like chunky gravel. Some even said it felt soft in spots.
Ah, okay. Soft spots can really zap your battery, can't they? And chunky gravel isn't fun on narrower tires.
Exactly. It affects rolling resistance, comfort, the whole experience. We even saw descriptions of sections having a grassy strip down the middle with sort of narrow dirt tracks on either side.
Like two single tracks.
Kind of, yeah. It sounds like the trail isn't perfectly uniform across its entire length. It changes character.
Is there any section that consistently gets good reviews for its surface?
Yes, actually. The Spur Trail, it's about 5.5 miles that goes from Fry's Junction down to the town of Fry's. That one seems to be frequently praised, described as well-maintained, smooth-crushed stone.
Okay, so the Fry's Spur sounds reliable, but the main trail, It's more of a mixed bag, depending on where you are.
That seems to be the consensus. There's even a suggestion that the surface quality might diminish a bit the further you get from the main hub at Foster Falls.
Interesting. So the areas closer to headquarters might be better maintained.
Potentially. For example, someone writing just this past June 2024, said the first 20 miles east from Dora Junction, heading towards Lone Ash, was mostly that grassy median with the dirt tracks.
20 miles of that sounds like it could be tiring, even with assist.
Could be. And another writer, back in October 2023, specifically called out a rough patch near Ivanhoe with larger, looser gravel.
Okay, so this is a really important takeaway. E-bikers, especially if you don't have wide, knobby tires, need to be prepared for variable conditions. I saw one comment recommending at least 32-millimeter width tires.
Yeah, that sounds like sensible advice based on the feedback. Mountain bikes or hybrid bikes seem like the safest bet to handle whatever the trail throws at you. Thinner road-style tires might struggle in places.
Gotcha. And another thing that popped up was closures. Trail maintenance, construction. Things happen.
Right. We saw a mention from earlier this year about a closure near the Shot Tower for some construction work, and another in May around Ivanhoe, though that one sounded like it might reopen soon.
So the absolute key here is checking ahead of time.
Absolutely non-negotiable, I'd say. The Virginia State Parks website, dcr.virginia.gov, is the place to go. They have a know before you go section with alerts and closures. Check it right before you leave home.
Definitely. Saves turning up and finding your planned route is blocked. Okay, let's shift to the fun stuff, the views. What makes this trail scenic? What are the highlights?
Oh, the scenery gets rave reviews consistently. Mm-hmm. The New River itself is obviously the star. You've got these beautiful bluffs, cliffs. It sounds quite dramatic in places.
And bridges. Rail trails always have cool bridges.
Tons of them. Lots of bridges and trestles crossing the river or smaller creeks. They offer fantastic viewpoints, apparently. That Adventure Outdoors video really showcased the big trestle at Fry's Junction spanning the New River. Looked impressive.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. And tunnels, too.
Yep. Two tunnels, one near a place called Austinville and another closer to Galax. They always add a little something extra to a ride, don't they?
They do. Bit of an adventure. Probably need a light for those.
Definitely recommended. Bring a bike light. And speaking of specific views, near the town of Fry's, the view of the dam on the New River is often mentioned as being just stunning. A thing of beauty, one reviewer called it.
Nice. It sounds like there are distinct sections with different visual feels.
For sure. The section south of Foster Falls, the part that follows Chestnut Creek as you head towards Galax, that stretch seems to get a lot of praise for waterfalls and interesting rock formations along the creek.
Ooh, waterfalls. That sounds like a must-ride section, then.
It seems particularly picturesque based on the comments. And we mentioned the Shot Tower earlier, the historical park. That's right off the trail, maybe a couple of miles from Foster Falls. Worth looking into if they're offering tours when you're there.
A bit of history mixed in. And accommodation right there, too. The inn at Foster Falls.
Yeah, that's right in the Foster Falls complex. It's a refurbished historic building. Looks quite nice. Offers lodging if you want something more comfortable than camping. Definitely need reservations, I'd imagine.
Good option for a multi-day trip without roughing it. And the trail connects to some towns, too, right? Not just wilderness.
Correct. Fry's, for example. That spur trail we mentioned takes you right into the town. It's about an 11-mile round trip from Fry's Junction. They've got a park, maybe a cafe, nice little side excursion.
And Draper was another one.
Yes, Draper gets mentioned a lot as a must-stop, mainly because of the Draper Mercantile. Sounds like a classic general store-type place with food, gifts, local crafts, a good spot to take a break.
Cool. And one more specific mention, the Hiwassee Trestle Bridge.
Mm-hmm. That one was specifically called out for being beautiful as well. Yeah. So yeah, it's a real mix of natural beauty, historical elements, and these little town connections.
It really does sound like a rich experience.
Mm.
Okay, let's nail down the practical stuff for our listeners planning an e-bike ride. Key considerations.
Right. So number one, the terrain itself. As we said, that railroad grade is mostly flat, mild gradients. That's great news for Class 1 e-bikes. The pedal assist ones up to 20 mile per hour, it shouldn't be overly taxing on the motor or the rider from an incline perspective.
But the length, 57 miles, that brings battery range right into focus.
Hugely important. Your range is going to depend entirely on your specific bike's battery, how much assist you use, the terrain, those softer sections will use more power, and your weight. Riding the entire 57 miles in one go might be a stretch for many standard e-bike batteries.
So planning is key. Either shorter out-and-back sections or maybe point-to-point with charging in mind. Though charging on the trail seems unlikely.
Yeah, dedicated charging stations along the trail itself don't seem to be a feature based on our sources. You'd likely need to detour into one of the towns like Gallux or Pulaski and find an outlet at a cafe or park, perhaps, or plan segments that match your battery's realistic range.
Starting at Foster Falls makes sense again here, doesn't it? Central location, parking.
It definitely seems like a strategic starting point. They have parking. The bike rentals we mentioned are seasonal, but available at the Foster Falls boat and bike livery. And you can probably get maps and info there too.
What about parking fees? Is it free to access?
Generally, no. There's usually a parking fee at the trail access points. Some older reviews mentioned $5, but more recent ones suggest it's typically around $7 per vehicle per day. They have self-pay stations, usually accepting cash, check, or credit cards.
Okay, $7 is pretty standard for state parks. Good to know. Now, overnighting. We mentioned the inn, but what about camping?
There are options, but they are distinctly primitive. Three campgrounds, Cliff View, Millrace, and Double Shoals.
Affirmative meaning.
Meaning no vehicle access directly to the sites you have to hike or bike in with your gear. No showers, no bathhouses, just basic campsites.
Okay, so proper backcountry style camping almost.
Yeah,
Need to be prepared.
exactly. And water can be an issue, especially off summer. They shut the water off at Cliff View, for instance, from around November to March, so you might need to pack in all your water too.
Wow, okay. Reservations needed.
For Cliff View and Millrace, yes, reservations are required. Double Shoals is apparently first come, first served, operating on an honor system pay basis, but with limited spots.
So camping is an option, but requires significant planning and self-sufficiency. The inn at Foster Falls is the easier, more comfortable overnight choice.
For sure. Reservations strongly recommended for the inn. I'd imagine it gets busy.
Makes sense. What about food and water along the trail itself? Are there cafes or water fountains scattered along the 57 miles?
Doesn't sound like it, not directly on the trail for the most part. The advice is definitely to pack sufficient water and snacks for your planned ride. Water especially.
But the nearby towns offer options if you plan a stop.
Yes, towns like Dalles, Fry's, Draper, Pulaski, they have restaurants, stores, cafes where you can resupply if your route takes you near or into them. But don't count on finding much right on the trail itself between access points.
Okay, pack it in, pack it out. Good advice. And it's a multi-use trail. We need to share nicely.
Absolutely. You'll encounter hikers, other bikers, and definitely horseback riders. Horses are allowed on most of the trail.
Except for one small section near Gallux, I think.
That's right. About a 2 mile stretch near Gallux is bikes and hikers only. But elsewhere, expect horses. Standard trail etiquette applies. Be aware. Announce yourself clearly when passing, maybe a passing on your left. Slow down. Give horses plenty of room. They can spook easily.
Good reminders. Okay, this sounds like an amazing trip, but one that needs a bit of homework. For listeners ready to start planning, what are the final action items?
Number 1, without a doubt, hit the Virginia State Parks website, find the New River Trail page, check the Know Before You Go section for any current alerts, closures, fee info, water status, anything like that. That's your most up-to-date source.
Essential first step. What else?
Download or study the trail maps available on their site. Get a feel for the distances between access points, where the points of interest are, where the towns are located relative to the trail. This helps immensely in planning your route, whether it's a short ride or a multi-day adventure.
And thinking about those multi-day trips, utilizing the campgrounds or the inn really opens up possibilities for exploring more of the 57 miles.
It really does. And one other thing for longer, one-way rides. Look into shuttle services. We saw New River Outdoor Adventures mentioned as a potential outfitter that might offer shuttles that could let you ride, say, 30 miles one way without having to pedal all the way back.
Oh, that's a great tip. A shuttle adds a lot of flexibility. Okay, so let's try and summarize this deep dive. The New River Trail in Virginia.
It's a long, scenic rail trail, largely following the New River and Chestnut Creek. Generally easy grades, perfect for e-bikes, but.
But the surface conditions can vary quite a bit. Packed gravel in some places, coarser stone, or even gravity tracks in others. So check recent reports if possible, and wider tires are probably a good idea.
Right. Lots of beautiful scenery, cool bridges, tunnels, historical spots like the Shot Tower, options for accommodation from primitive camping to the inn at Foster Falls.
And practical planning is key. Check for closures online, plan your mileage based on battery range, pack enough water and food, and be courteous to hikers and horseback riders.
That pretty much covers it. Do your homework. Be prepared for some variability, and it sounds like a fantastic e-biking experience awaits.
It really does. Okay, before we wrap up, here's that final thought for you to ponder. With 57 miles stretching through varied landscapes and past bits of history, which specific section of the New River Trail really sparks your curiosity? Is it the river views, the Chestnut Creek waterfalls, the historic Shot Tower, or maybe just the promise of a quiet ride through the Virginia countryside?
Mm-hmm.
What hidden gem might you discover out there?
Something to think about.
Absolutely. Okay. Happy e-biking, everyone.